Welcome to the conference this morning. Welcome to this group call, our first group call of this Enlightened Health package. Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody's here. Wonderful. We're a very, very full house today. And the beautiful thing is that this morning I woke up and the sun was shining because we really had pretty much no sunshine this spring. So this is a beautiful invitation. Thank you for all your submissions. And we'll see how we're going to go through this call, because this particular way of, I wouldn't call it a frequency, but this primordial light per se, I haven't really brought in to this degree in a group call. And I'm kind of curious, you know, you probably, many of you have probably felt this already over the last 24 hours, maybe even longer. And as I originally planned, I would be going through many of these forms, but I have them all in front of me. I have a big stack, although I put it in font 10, like very small font, I still have a huge stack of it. So I'm going to be working with it a little differently, and we're going to start with a period of transmission while you're receiving the light, and where all these issues are going to be actually worked on at the same time. And we're also going to take some callers. If you would like to talk to me, you can raise your hand. I see some of you already want to. The other thing is that when I'm going to become silent in a moment, there might be some stragglers coming onto the call so that they know they're on actually on a live call. I will say a few words and repeat what I just that we're receiving quietly the light. And all these issues that you have submitted, there are a tremendous amount of very profound troubles, problems, something lighter, something more complex. We will be working with this over the next 4 weeks during the group calls, but also during the week. I basically keep in contact with these issues. So you're not going to submit new issues. There are a lot of issues to work with, and everything is interconnected. So you'll find that one thing just sort of changes, or you will receive a healing in a different way because your higher self is using this transformation in the way that you need it. So what's the best for you? So let's start to just be quiet and still for a moment and to receive this primordial light, the light of existence. And we'll make it a little bit easier in the beginning to visualize this beautiful bright light, the beautiful sun, the most brilliant sun you can imagine, in the chest, in your heart, in the center of your chest. If you are on a headset, you can put your palms up on your lap. If you're holding the phone, you can always have a receptive, you know, position also with one hand. And the light has been going already for quite a while, so you probably noticed it. Now, this brilliant sun in the center of your chest. If you're feeling a sense of sacredness or atmosphere or energy that has been happening slightly before the call or right now, I want you to connect this feeling of the sacred with this brilliant light that you see, that you visualize in the center of your chest. Just connect those two. The feeling of the sacredness that's present, that does not allow for anything negative, anything fragmented, anything ill. It doesn't allow for anything. It makes all things whole and is what you are. Connect that with that image, that picture, that feeling in your chest, the brightness. If you're already in a suspended sort of meditative state and you just sense this well-being, allow that well-being, that light, to spread into the rest of your body. Good. And even beyond, into the aura, into the energy field around you. It's like the sun is radiating brilliantly through your skin, through every organ, every muscle, every ailment you have somewhere in your body, maybe your gums, your organs, your toes, your eyes, yeah, wherever it is. We're asking for an increase of this light. You can breathe it in. If you are visual, I invite you to visualize trillions of pinpoints of light. Every cell, every center of every cell has this brilliant light, like another sun. You have trillions of suns in every cell, even in the cells that are diseased. Let the light turn on in these cells. Pinpoints, pinpoints of light, brilliant, brilliant light. The areas of difficulty that aren't directly related to your body, somewhere in your life, in your finances, in your relations, allow this warmth or cool, however you experience it, or sacredness, this atmosphere. You might see brightness under your eyelids. When you think of these areas of concern, just allow the light to just be with that as well, washing into it, radiating into it, being everywhere at the same time. And I will continue to be quiet now until I might see somebody else coming on the call. And we're just going to allow the light to work away on that which you submitted and just receive. Maybe I'll say one more thing before we be quiet. The light. There's a light body. This light body is in the sun that you see in the sky. There's a light body. And when you are lifting in your spirit and become identified with a little bit more with your spirit than your body, what happens is that you begin to create a relationship with this light body. A completely developed light body will bring this light and glue it, you could say, or link up with the first layer of your aura. So when that happens, you are becoming less and less vulnerable to disease, because this light, everything that goes into that light becomes burnt up like a moth that goes to the flame. So as we are engaging with this primordial light, you're becoming eventually and possibly, if this is something that is practiced for years and decades, you become completely immune to diseases, and also the aging process slows down and all these things. So it is really the realm of the miraculous. So I'm just mentioning this as well so that you do know that this is more than you can understand. So allow your mind to open to possibilities that you don't understand, even if you've worked on certain things many times and you think it needs time to transform and all these. Yeah, for some frequencies it does. For this particular God light, it's really the light of God. It doesn't need time. I mean, Source created everything with ease. A little problem in your body is not a problem, really, for that creative principle of this universe. Good. So we're just going to continue to receive now. So some more people coming on the call. We're just receiving the light right now, the brilliant light, the primordial creative light of this universe. I'm just receiving, allowing the atmosphere to remain sacred, to really open and receive, being vulnerable, not to multitask and disturb this high, high information, this pure information that is wanting to engage with you and alter your existence, alter your soul, so that you can project a healthier body in ways that you can't understand. So again, letting go of all in your concepts, how this all works. It's just like when the sun is shining, you see the plants growing, and all you see is light, and then the plants are moving. You don't know exactly what's going on. You can't see the interconnectedness. All you see is light shining. The light has been current in the last 2-3 minutes, moving through a lot of density and doubt. Continuing to eradicate this doubt. Requesting to triple the power of this light now. Some of you might fall asleep. It's not asleep really, but going very deep. You might feel like you need to lie down. You can't sit anymore. And that's okay. Just keep receiving, receiving. Just surrender, surrender. Know that lightness makes you feel good. It's the opposite of being in problems and troubles and disease and heaviness, like water retention, issues with the veins, burdens, thinking about diabetes or this problem, that problem. That's not light. That's absence of light. Choose the light again. Receive it. Coming to a level of frontier of possibilities here in some crown chakras. We're just going to deny the limits at this point and just say no, anything's possible. I can surrender, let go of this problem. I don't have to understand. if you're somebody who is not sensing even the sacred or a sense of silence, there's no flow really, although it can cause flow of energy in your body, it's outside of time and space, so not looking for any flow, but you might just remember the brilliance of the sun just to feel more connected in your mind. I ask now specifically this sacred light to heal, eradicate, transform, change, dissolve, transfigure all the problems that are here submitted, that are here in front of me. Each individual person may be touched by this light so deeply that you're forgetting even that you have this problem. And again, we're going to ask for another wave of this light. And all its manifestations that are needed for you in this moment. I see some people have come onto the call. We're still receiving directly the healing of the issues you've submitted and even things that you can't think of that might be more important. And again, requesting all the limitations to be cleared. Again, bring your attention now to the center of your chest, to this brilliant white light, that sun within you. It's so bright, like you can't look into the sun. It's so bright. You just know it's there. And every cell, trillions of cells, have the same point. It's nothing but light. This original intelligence of this universe has the capacity to restore your body to a very high, fine, physical form. So you're not going to lose your body. That doesn't go that quickly, although this light can be used to transform the physical flesh into higher vibration until it becomes see-through and becomes like light. So there's a gradations to that. Right now, in this moment, all we want is to reverse the lack of light in the areas that you call disease and problems. This is deeply connected with the understanding that you are not the physical body, but you're a spirit. You are the light. You are the self. Each pocket of forgetfulness projects a disease into your body. Those areas is where there's confusion, a misunderstanding of who you are. It's requesting now, again, to bring remembrance to who you actually are. Sense the sacredness of this. Sense how sacred you actually are. How sacred this universe is. I'm just going to continue. Just make yourself receptive if you want to lie or sit. And allow the light to be received. Know that you are the light, and by receiving it, you are remembering, and it's going to flow everybody and engage your chi, your prana in the body, in the surface bodies, causing changes inside of yourself in places you know and in places you don't know. It does a lot of things you cannot track. So I'll be quiet for a moment. Asking again to quadruple this light, this primordial light. And intensify further. Ask it, everybody here has a very, very clear experience of this today. All the problems that are here in front of me that you have submitted are being touched and cleared. Asking again now to make the light 100 times stronger. Receiving it in the way that you need, guided by your higher self, which is the higher self. The light and the higher self are not separate. The higher self is within the light. Wonderful. I ask that this light be with you until we meet again next week. And take it easy if you've been very deep right now. So just very slowly in the next 15 minutes, you know, allow yourself to go about your business. And if you feel like maybe not engaging in too many big crowds right away, because you might be very vulnerable or open because you're so much movement shifting is, we're just asking your aura to adjust to that size, to that expansion that is most comfortable for you right now in this present moment, remaining completely grounded, connected to the earth. And I'm wishing you a wonderful weekend and a tremendous amount of transformation. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you soon. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. Bye-bye.